Blog Talk Radio.
Power. I need
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Lord, I wanna know you better than I know. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth. Lord, I want to know you better than I know.
Conference muted.
Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth. Oh Lord,
Lord, I wanna know you.
This is my letter to you.
Better than I know you.
Please, Lord,
teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth.
Lord, I want to know you.
Call us the island of love. Father, to know your ways. Rid me of the strife, rid me of the problems of my heart. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth. 'Cause you keep calling, calling, I will answer. Keep on trying.
Beloved, why have you lost hope? Don't you know, or have you forgotten, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions? He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. My brother, listen to me, my sister. Know that there is power in his blood to heal you. There is power in the blood of Jesus to set you free. Just take a step of faith and receive your healing right now. Wonder working power
Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And morning glory prayer service. This is the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. We bless God. The Bible tells us on the seventh day, he rested. I pray that each and every one of us have rest in him. Not rest in him, your spirit man, your soul, rest in him, our spirit man and soul. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you and we glorify your holy name. Lord, you are worthy praise. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be honored, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Father, we thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning. And so, Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We honor you, O God. We praise you, Lord. You, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours, O God. We bless you. We honor you. We acknowledge you. We bless your holy name. Lord, this morning is a new morning. It's not the same like yesterday. Oh, how great is our God. Every day is a new day. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to come into your presence to serve you. Father, some went to sleep last night and did not make it. Someone started the day okay and did not make it. Is it because you are better than them? No, it's because of your grace. And so, Lord, we do not take this for granted. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our families. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one under the sound of my voice. We thank you for our nieces and our nephews, our spouses, our children and grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry. In the name of Jesus, not our ministry, but your ministry. The ministry is yours, you, Lord, that you have made us, O God. Father, under shepherd over the ministry you have birthed. Not, we don't find ministries, no. These ministries, Father God, you did before the foundation of the world. It is your ministry. And so help us to be good stewards of your ministry. Father God, help us, your ministries, with all our heart, our souls, and mind. Help us to be accountable, O God, as leaders that you have placed in positions, not for a form of fashion, but to glorify your name. Lord, help us, even as sons and daughters, to be accountable for what we do, what we say. In the name of Jesus, that as sons and daughters of your kingdom, we represent you, our Father. your sons and daughters. You call us royal priesthood, chosen generation. Oh, God, every one of us, whether we're in leadership or not, we are accountable for what we do, what we say, how we act, how we behave. We are accountable unto you, Lord. Let us realize that it's not about us. It is about you. It is about your name being glorified. And so, Lord, we decrease and you increase. And Lord Jesus, forgive us for all that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Father, forgive us for what we have done and what we are doing. Let the Holy Spirit hold everything negative in the name of Jesus, for you are holy. You are righteous. Oh, God, you said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So, Father God, teach us, oh God, that the Holy Spirit say, help, wish you help, in the name of Jesus, and not go on because of man. No, 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 no. So be obedient. The word says when we're obedient and obeying, we'll eat the fruit of the land. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let the spirit of obedience rest upon us, oh God. We uproot every spirit of disobedience, every spirit of haughtiness, every spirit of pride, every spirit of lies, every spirit of manipulation, every spirit of collaboration, everything that is not of you, Lord, uproot it from in our lives. These are things that is hindering our relationship with you. You told Moses, take off your shoes, the shoes of deception, the shoes of pride, the shoes of evil manipulation and collaboration, the shoes of lying, the shoes of stealing. Father God, the shoes of fornication, the shoes of adultery, the shoes of idle words. Lord, we take those shoes off in the name of Jesus, not grudgingly, but willingly, oh God, because we want to do what is right. We want to do what is pleasing in your sight. You say you will forgive our sins when we confess our sins. But we acknowledge that we have done things that is not pleasing to you, oh God, and we can come into your saving grace and say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy. Even the sin of self-righteousness, forgive us, Lord. Be merciful unto us of your glory, and we cry out for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Mercy when we don't know how to speak with others, to people. Mercy when we short with others. Mercy when we impatient. Mercy when we act full of pride and heartiness. Lord, mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let this day be a day, hallelujah, of new beginnings that we can enter into a season, oh God, that we will receive from you, Almighty God. So, Lord, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice that begin to pray in the spirit, pray in their hearts, hallelujah, and ask you for mercy. I am asking for mercy, your mercy. And you every morning, oh God, have mercy. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon my children. Have mercy upon my spouse. Have mercy upon my grandchildren. Have mercy, oh God. Uproot those things in my life that's not pleasing to you, oh God. Oh, let the spirit of obedience take over in the name of Jesus. Uproot things in my life from my father's side, from my mother's, things that are hindering my relationship with you. After ancestral generational boundaries, break us loose in the name of Jesus. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. And so, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We suck our spirit and our souls and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We suck this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak this day in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flow like a tsunami in the name of Jesus. And take everything that is not of you, O God, wash away our sins. The blood of Jesus cleanse our wombs, cleanse our hearts, cleanse our thoughts, cleanse our minds. In the name of Jesus, we cover the blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood. We cover our spouses in the blood. We cover our siblings in the blood of Jesus, our nieces and nephews, oh God. Father God, the blood of Jesus, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let the blood wash us and cleanse us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood bring healing to our souls. The blood bring healing to our bodies, our souls, our spirit. The blood of Jesus, the holy blood of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood. The same resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, oh God, dwells in us. Release the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus in every area of our lives, oh God. The blood, the blood, the blood for restoration. The blood to bring us into the place that God had ordained for us, oh God. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the blood. In this morning, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, yekuria masandriaku, yekere mosotriakuria masandede, uria sete deku yeneko yamase. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. We pray for fresh oil, fresh anointing. We pray, Lord, that you pour an overflowing of your holy oil upon us. In the name of Jesus, help us to walk by your spirit and not flesh. Help us to do your will, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, be thy glorified. Glorify yourself in our lives, in our homes, in all that we do. O God, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. I am weak, O God, but thou art strong, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, let us realize, unless you build the house, we're building it, the laborers are working in vain. Lord, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit indwelling us. Let us allow the Holy Ghost to build us up, to remove things in our ministries, in our lives that will hinder us, our relationship with you. And so this morning, and if we surrender completely to you, we ask you, Lord, to have your way. Have your way, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, thank you for divine angelic assistance. Thank you for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your marvelous help, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are our helper. You are our strength. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And we bless your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Please turn your Bibles to the book of Solomon, Song of Solomon. And I want you to hear this word. Hallelujah. It is for every one of us this morning. Whether you are just dropping in, maybe today is your first time, we welcome you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. But the Lord warned us, and I'm going to record this.
Conference recording started.
Hallelujah, to listen to this word that he dropped in my spirit. And it's for every one of us in the name of Jesus. Solomon, Second Song of Solomon, chapter 2. Father, as I bring this word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Father, I hide behind the cross. All of you, O God, and none of me, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, let your word come forth, power, in the anointing of your Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word this morning. We bless you, oh God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. I'm reading starting from verse 1, Song of Solomon 2. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons. Comfort me with apples, for I'm sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, all ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, upon the hills. My beloved is like a roar of a young heart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the window, saw himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of the birds has come. And the voice heard turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree for the wolf are green beaks, and the vines of the tender grip give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Oh, my dog that art in the cliffs of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. The little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. And I'm going to stop right there. The Lord said, take us. I want you to take us, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grapes. Hallelujah. Our vines have the grapes are just beginning to form on our vines. It has what? Tender grapes. Hallelujah. As we grow in Christ and the fruits begin to come out, the fruits are tender. Hallelujah. It's the little foxes that spoils the vine. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me this morning and said, the little foxes spoils the vine. What are the little foxes? Things that we're doing, think God is paying attention to. He is Jehovah Rohi. He is suffering. What are we doing? Search me, O Lord, and know my heart, and see if there's any wicked things in me. You don't have to literally use a gun to kill somebody, physically harm a person to kill them. No, there's tiny things we do that builds up, and the grapes are tender. Your fruits are just beginning to come up. But the little things we allow in our lives, we allow these foxes. Then you see Satan comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. We have to be vigilant. What are these little foxes in our lives that have come to spoil the vines? Oh, what are these little foxes? Lord, what are the little foxes in my life? Ask the Lord. What are these little foxes that tender my fruits are just developing? What are these little foxes that are coming? Is it a tiny lie? And that we think it's so small. I remember a long time ago, you tell the children when someone knocking, say, I'm not here, or someone's calling, I'm not here. Those are the little fusses because you're telling your children to lie. I'm not here. Those are the little fusses, those things that you think is just passed over. The little white lie when you cannot go to work and you find a lie and say, my head is hurting. And there is nothing because you have to go to a wedding or you have to go somewhere. The little foxes that says, I do not have 1 cent to pay tithes. I do not have the money. And you have the money to pay your tithes and your offering. But those little foxes, because you feel that the person who you saying it to, the pastor, the minister, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. If you don't have it, you don't have it. You don't have to lie. You don't have to lie to yourself. You might not lie to the minister or the pastor, But you lie to yourself, I don't have it. But yet and still, the Lord gives you the job. You go to work daily. He gave you the strength. You go to work, you have that strength. He gave you the opportunity to rent your home. He gave you the opportunity. But yet and still, you go to your church. You refuse to pay tithes and offering. So what you look? You look for excuses. Oh, look at the pastor's shoes. Look at the pastor this. The pastor, the pastor. Everyone is accountable to God. Now we look at the prophet manipulating and lying to the people. Prophets lying and said, God, thus says the Lord. Because you do not trust in the Lord so much prophetic word and say, thus says the Lord, because you have observed the person's life. And then you come and say, the Lord said this, and you're lying. You need that money to pay your bills, so you make up the lies. It's the little foxes. God is not only chastising the congregants, he's chastising leadership. It's a lie from the pit of hell. You're manipulating the congregation. You're telling them to have faith and trust in the Lord, but yet it's still you don't have faith and trust in the Lord. So you keep on manipulating. Every Sunday you come up with one or another, or you call and lie to the person. That's manipulation. The little foxes. All the vines. So it's not just for one group. It's for the leadership and it's for the body. You spread rumors. Oh, I'm not a person, you know, and when you look, that rumor spreads so fast, and you have messed up the reputation of something that you do not, somebody you really do know, and you have spoiled the reputation, spoiled the character, and said the negative thing about that person. And then you wonder why the person, or why is she depressed, or why is he depressed? Why this? Because you have messed up. The person do not even know it's you, and they keep on talking to you and telling you their problems, and yet it's still you laughing. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. You tell the person, you go behind someone's back, you're calling this person and that person, and you're spreading lies, things that you do not know of. It's the little foxes that spoils the vine. You're bringing separation in your families. It's the little spoils the vine. You take news between a husband and wife. It's the little foxes that spoils the vine. The little fox, what little foxes that is spoiling the vines, and the vines is for the fruit. Your fruit is just beginning. Why would you allow? Why would you allow these foxes to destroy the vine and to destroy that tender fruit? You haven't even given the fruit chance to develop. Hallelujah. The fruit is just developing, a seed just developing. Before it can even produce the seed that is in it, it is destroyed. Oh, my God. Sometimes the people that pray for you the most is the people you separate you. You say things they don't have to know. But God knows, God sees. It's the little foxes that spoils the vine. The little foxes, but God, we need to repent. What foxes in your life? Before you take the Holy Communion, Lord, search me. God wants to bless us, but we ourselves are hindrances to our blessings because of the things we do. Sin is nothing but sin. Whether it's no big or small sin, you might not be fornicating, but you might be separating families through different means. You might not be an adulteress, but you might be a liar. with the little foxes that spoil the vine. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly to thy throne of grace. And we ask you, O God, for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Lord, be merciful unto us, falling short of your glory. And so this morning we cry out for mercy. Your word is Galatians 5:9 says, a little leaven, leaven at the whole lump. In the name of Jesus, leaven of sin. Take away just those that sin in our lives. You want our bread to be, Father God, without leaven in it, holy, righteous, unto you. Oh, Father God, a little leaven will spoil the lump. Take away the foxes out of our lives. Uproot the foxes, the lies, the tiny lies, the big lies, the manipulation, the hearts that are not clean. Take it away. Take it away. We have been hindering things. We are so much all that hindering God's kingdom. How can we think we can hinder the kingdom of God from moving forward? Who are we to think that we have so much power that we can stop it? Lord, we forgive us for our pride, our haughtiness. Forgive us for lies, evil conversation, manipulation, collaboration. Oh, God, forgive us. Have mercy. Oh, God, take away the leaven. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want the grapes to grow. They wanted to grow and be full, full, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said we should purge the leaven in our lives. Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 5:7, 5:7, purge it out, oh God. Uproot it, take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you said in Exodus 12:15, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off. Take away the leaven from our bodies and the temple of the Spirit. Take it away. We surrender to you, O God. Let this be a time of new beginnings. Father, forgive us. You said you, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you for killing all those foxes, those little foxes. Thank you for uprooting them. Thank you for smashing them from in our lives, that now we'll walk by the Spirit. This day, cleansing in the name of Jesus. Help us to be appreciative. Help us to love as you love. Help us to forgive as you forgive. And so, Father, as we about to take this holy sacrament, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to hover over that bread, that cracker, that wine, oh, God, that water, in the name of Jesus, or grape juice, oh, God. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural. Oh, God, take away every leaven from in this bread, oh God, our lives, Holy Spirit, taking away our brutal stakes in our lives. Father, we ask you Lord, the bread represents your body, holy. The water, the juice represents your blood. And so, Father, we thank you for hovering over every area of our lives. We thank you for the cleansing. Thank you for the purification. Father God, thank you, Lord. Let this not be a routine that we just do and do and do. Oh God, can we continue in sin for grace to abound, no, Lord? So, Father, as we're about to take the Holy Sacrament, we lift it up to you, Jesus. Breathe on it. Let this Sabbath day be a day that we can rest like you want us to rest in you, and that you have ticking out the boxes that is stopping the flow of your love, your grace in our lives. Father God, not only for ourselves, but let the Holy Spirit convict our children, our grandchildren, convict our spouses in the name of Jesus and those connected. Father God, it is your desire for all men to be saved. So, Father, we thank you that you, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish, but have an everlasting life. Thank you for giving us another chance. Thank you for the cleansing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Get your communions ready.
Beloved, why have you lost hope? Don't you know, or have you forgotten, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions? He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. My brother, listen to me, my sister. Know that there is power in his blood to heal you. There is power in the blood of Jesus to set you free. Just take a step of faith and receive your healing right now.
Hallelujah. Let us get ready to take our the Holy Sacrament. For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you. To the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and said, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your crackers or your bread that represents the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
After the same manner, also he took the cup. But he had stopped saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do it as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the body of Christ. Often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this cleansing and the purification. We thank you, Lord, that this is a day of new beginning. Receive all the unlimited blessings, breakthroughs, the healings that is in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for complete and full restoration. Thank you, Christ, that you paid that price for us on Calvary. We acknowledge you, O Christ, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for complete restoration. We thank you for redemption. We thank you for saving us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, but this is a beautiful, wonderful time and season that we have entered in. Thank you, Lord, for the chastisement so that we can receive the fullness of all your blessings and walk in your fullness. Thank you, Holy Spirit, continue to lead and guide us and direct our paths. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Father, we lift up our offerings. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless it, fullness, and multiplication. In the name of Jesus, O Father God. And we ask you to bless each and every one on this Sabbath, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, release your Sabbath anointing on each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you. We bless your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
The blood that Jesus shed for me. From a day to day.
Conference recording stopped.